It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. A little Chuck Berry for you. I haven't heard that song in a while, at least not since I last saw Pulp Fiction. So for those of you that recognized it right away, you're in the right place because this is time for our time with the Pensacola Little Theater. Super excited this morning to have with us Topher Warren, who's the education director, and KG, who has not been on the show before. KG, I wrote it down real quick here. KG Uslan?
Uslan.
KG, she is the director of the show that's opening this weekend at Studio 400 entitled Flick. Welcome. I'm so excited. Can you tell? I love theater. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
So tell me, for those maybe who don't really know a lot about the theater, maybe they've never been to the Pensacola Little Theater, tell us where it is and just a little background about how long it's been in our community.
Sure. So our current location, we're actually located at 400 South Jefferson, so just right in the heart of downtown, which is great. One of the really cool things about our theater is that we're one of the oldest community theaters that still exists in the southern east part of the United States.
Probably in the country.
Probably. We've been around since 1936, which is wild to say.
Yes.
We're in our 89th season, getting ready.
Wow.
Season 100 is in the horizon. Yeah, it's so crazy. And so we've been around since 1936. We've had about six different locations that the theater's had over its tenure.
Mm-hmm.
We started out working through different high schools and working out this gymnasiums
kidding.
Back in the 1930s and 40s. In the 1940s and 50s, we moved over to the Quonset huts.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, which is, I always try to explain it to people, it's like walking into a shed, but when you open the shed doors, the theater is there.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right.
In the 1970s, we moved over kind of towards like the North Palafox Theater. A lot of people think it's the Rex Theater on Palafox, but that's not where we were. It's actually just about a block north of that. There's a giant white law firm building there. That was the theater at that point.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that. That's cool.
And then in 1994, we purchased what is now the Clark Family Cultural Center.
Right.
We started excavating and doing some remodeling, and we moved in 1996 and had our very first production in 98, which was The Wizard of Oz in that theater.
Wow. So, yeah. It's a beautiful space. There's so many things, and they've done so many renovations recently.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything is gorgeous. Okay, so the main reason you're here today, too, is to talk about their education programs.
Sure.
But also, let's talk about the show that's opening this weekend, and we've got the director.
Absolutely.
God bless you. I know you're in the middle of technical rehearsals and everything else to come in the morning to do this. I really appreciate it, KG.
Thank you. Absolutely. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, so tell us about you and the show and how all this came about.
Yeah, absolutely. My name's KG, and I am the director for the opening Studio 400 production this season, which is titled The Flick. This is also my first time directing like a full production at PLT.
Yeah.
So
congratulations.
Getting their feet wet in the directing pool.
Absolutely.
Yes. And just so people understand, there's the main stage and then Studio 400. Topher, explain what that is. It's a little different. In the courtroom area, as the courtroom, but it's a little more avant-garde, more original,
Yeah, sometimes it's underproduced work. Sometimes it's works that are original. Like KG, actually, they directed a play that was used during our short attention span theater last season.
Uh-huh.
And so it's sometimes underpublished, underproduced. I always call it the more edgier. Avant-garde's a great word for it. But
it's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love studio.
It's
very
in-your-face kind of theater, which I like. Because there's only seats about 100 people, so it's all right in front of
the face.
It's very
intimate, and a lot of times not necessarily for kids.
It's
not a treehouse production.
Yes.
It's more for adults, mature audiences.
Yes, and I'll definitely say that The Flick is for more mature audiences. It's not necessarily as crass and in your face as POTUS was last season. It's much more intimate and raw and imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if you're like a cinephile or you really like those very like interpersonal dramas, The Flick is definitely going to be for you. I'm a big fan of studio. It's really where I place my home at PLT. The Flick follows three movie theater employees at a rundown movie theater in central Massachusetts in the summer of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the things that we don't really pay attention to at movie theaters, which is like the employees like sweeping up popcorn and unthreading the reels and them interacting. And it's very raw, very imperfect. And these characters there's a lot of gray area with them. And so you really feel for them and you root for them. And you see how they're yearning to really get to know each other in spaces where, like, that usually doesn't happen.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I love this whole idea, the whole premise of this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if someone wants to come, how do they get tickets? How does all that work?
Yeah, you can go to PensacolaLittleTheater.com, and then under shows and events, we have all of our events listed for this season, including other stuff that happens in the building as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll direct you to our ticketing platform, and you can get tickets there.
Okay, so my understanding is this is a play, not a musical.
This is a play, yes. It is definitely a play, but there is music in it.
Ah.
So just not singing. Yeah. Okay. Specifically.
That sets the tone, so to speak.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's lots of very cinematic moments mm-hmm. in the show, in my opinion.
Well, with the title named Flick, mm-hmm. I'm thinking you might have to have a little bit of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
100%.
Yeah. So who is the author of this play?
Annie Baker. And also a little fun fact about the show is it won the Pulitzer Prize in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Oh, okay. Now, okay. This is not just some random thing here.
No,
okay.
This is definitely, comparatively, it's not necessarily a super well-known play because mm-hmm. not everyone that I've talked to knows about it, but it's definitely something that I think that everyone should get to know because it really truly is a great look at the way we interact with people and especially how we're all like not, like all the characters have their weak spots. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Well, we're all vulnerable to a degree.
Absolutely.
And truly, like Annie Baker, like the playwright itself, like has a really great depiction of humanity.
Absolutely.
And is able to like tap into those, like the psyche of those characters. Mm-hmm. I've always enjoyed all of their writing because of that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. This is exciting. So the title of the show is Flick. Mm-hmm. Not The Flick. Just
it's
Flick.
Oh, it's just, it is The Flick.
The Flick.
Yeah. The Flick. Okay. The Flick. Okay. I want to make sure I'm getting it right.
So
okay. And to get tickets, you can just go to PensacolaLittleTheater.com. And so I'm so excited that you could come in this morning to talk about this. But we also have a lot of other things that are going on at the theater. Can
yeah.
you, we've got a few minutes here to talk about what's happening.
I always have a few minutes.
I know. Topher's always so shy and demure. But tell us what's happening at the theater in addition to some upcoming events and the education classes. And
yes, we have, obviously we have classes coming up. Actually, classes start next week, which
oh
is
my
wild
goodness.
To
that's
me.
That's so exciting.
Like summer just left and it's already time to start classes.
Right.
Again. And so we have a wide variety of classes starting at age 4 all the way up to the grave, as we call it. So, you know, we had an 81-year-old in class last year, and so we're thriving with that.
Oh, that's so good.
So yeah, if you're interested in acting or musical theater or improvisation, we're even offering this year specifically, we're going to start offering a like playwriting roundtable.
Oh, nice.
Which I haven't even talked to KG about that, but we'll bring them into that as well. But it's, you know, we're just trying to find all those different outlets for people in our community that want to get involved in the theater but don't know how to. This is a great way to get your feet wet and trying to step into the community that is Pensacola Little Theater.
Well, and that's what I love about community theater because beginners are welcome.
Absolutely.
100%. And you'd be surprised. Some people are very, very talented and maybe they'd have decided, their parents said, you don't want to do the arts, you won't make any money. So they go off and they do something and now they're ready to, they've always had that desire. They've always wanted to try it. They just, but they're a little afraid. That's what the classes are for.
100%. It helps build that confidence. And that's really my goal as education director. It's never been to mold or shape the next generation of like great performers, but it's mm-hmm. like I just want to make really good empathetic people who love the theater.
Mm-hmm. And it is a confidence builder, especially for kids.
Oh yeah.
And also meeting kids that aren't in your class, meeting kids from other schools.
Yeah.
It's just great exposure in so many different ways.
It's a nice little like absolutely. Melting pot of just different people.
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you've got a question for KG or Topher about the Pensacola Little Theater, feel free to text that in at 850-437-1620. We're going to talk a little bit more about the classes, about the upcoming show, The Flick. It's all happening at Pensacola Little Theater right in downtown Pensacola on 400 Jefferson Street. But again, text in a question, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a couple minutes here for a break and we'll be right back with Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and our theatrical experts are here this morning from the Pensacola Little Theater. KG Uslan, did I get that right?
Uslan. It's a hard name.
By the time I finish the show, I'll have Uslan and Topher Warren. KG is directing the new show opening this weekend, The Flick, and Topher is, of course, our education director and knows all about the classes and everything else that's happening there. So let's talk about The Flick. It's opening this weekend. How do I get tickets? But what are the days and times of the show? Because it's two weekends, right?
It is two weekends, yes. It's not a musical. And so you can get tickets at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. And then we open this Friday. So we have a Friday and Saturday show that's at 7:30 p.m. And then we have a Sunday matinee this Sunday at 2:30. And then next weekend, we have Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30 and another Sunday at 2:30.
And what are the prices of the tickets for that?
For a studio, usually it runs about, it's like 25 for the general admission.
It is 25 for general admission.
Okay.
And I will say one of the really cool things about just Pensacola Theater in general is on Thursday night productions is all of our productions are half price tickets on those Thursdays.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So it's one of those, especially if it's, you know, if money's a little tight right now, but you really mm-hmm. want to support the arts and go see something, a Thursday night show is also a great opportunity.
So will the Studio 400 area be set up with the cafe tables this time, or is it all risers?
It is mostly risers. However, if you're interested in becoming a subscriber, we will have a few seats in the front with smaller tables so that you can still set down your drinks.
See, that's nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I definitely want to create more of a movie theater type of sitting situation.
Well, hello, of course.
Absolutely, yeah, it makes sense.
I just had that. Oh, that was a no-brainer, Meg. Okay. Yeah. So, and speaking of subscriptions, now we've got the season starting and we've got the opening. Okay, I'm so psyched about this. Tell us about Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, Jekyll and Hyde. It's, you know, it's a great classic play. Mm-hmm. Well, plus classic book of piece of literature.
Right.
That Frank Wildhorn and turned this music into a musical. It's really a story about captivating the duality of man and what is good versus evil. And I think when people hear the word Jekyll and Hyde, they always think of just like, scary, murder. But it's, which there is that.
There is that.
It's not, you know, but it is, there's a complex characters that have some heart and there's definitely love figuring out why Jekyll goes on this track. It's not just because mm-hmm. he's a mad scientist, but he wants to separate these two things so he can save his father and be able to make the world better by making the world just good. But it turns out those two have to combat one another in order for good to prevail.
And isn't that sort of the internal, like, humanity? We're always in that conflict 100%. Within ourselves. So that's interesting.
But yeah.
But this is a main stage production.
It is. It's actually the main stage opener that happens. It'll be opening on September the 19th, so just about 3 weeks from now.
Gosh, that's not far.
It is not. It is crazy how time flies.
So who is playing Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde?
His name is Gavin Parmley. He's a local actor who went off and did professional work out in New York and then decided, you know, Pensacola is my home and this is where I want to make some art. And so he is doing an incredible job of depicting that role and bringing it to life. And mm-hmm. we have a lot of veterans to the stage in the show. And we also have a lot of newbies to the theater that
oh,
are
love
getting
that.
Their feet wet in this show.
So it's a big cast.
We have a cast of 21. For
wow.
This one, so it's pretty
okay.
big. Yeah.
And everything that we do now, I mean, the sound system now sounds so good and the musicals are coming across really great. I mean, it's really an experience when you come to the theater.
We're really excited.
So I'm very proud of what we do here in Pensacola Little Theater and in this community. I mean, we are lucky to have so many great arts programs here.
Oh, yeah.
The opera and the ballet and the theater.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really.
Pensacola really is like, it's a cultural hub for arts now. I mean, like I grew up here mm-hmm. and it never felt like this. And then when after I left for college and left and did professional work and then came back home and it's like Pensacola is now thriving with
yes.
art.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah, which yeah. is really cool.
Well, and the thing is you can sit on your couch and watch Netflix. There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
But
not.
I am telling you, if you've never been to the theater ever in your life, live theater, please go just one time.
Yeah.
Just one time. I promise you it'll be a life-changing experience because there's nothing like, every show's different.
Mm-hmm.
Every night, you never know what's going to happen because the audience is different.
Sure.
So there's an energy that is exchanged between the actors and the audience, and it's just a phenomenal experience.
Yeah.
So if you've not done it,
please come do it.
And you can get the tickets at
PensacolaLittleTheater.com. There we go.
See that? How's the always segue down in there?
Absolutely.
Okay. So in meantime, so Jekyll and Hyde's coming up, and then we have the Flick this weekend.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if someone just joined us, tell us again about that show.
Absolutely. So the Flick is by Annie Baker, and it won the Pulitzer Prize in 2014. But yeah, it's about these three underpaid employees at The Flick, the title of the movie theater, and it's set in central Massachusetts in 2012. And yeah, it's about these three employees and working together, how they sweep up popcorn and thread the projector and do all the things that we don't pay attention to employees at movie theaters. But we get to see how they relate to each other and interact. And it's very raw, very imperfect, very honest. And so I think if you're a big fan of interpersonal relationships and that kind of drama, you'll really love this show.
Well, I can't wait to see it. And I'm excited for you with your directorial debut.
Thank you.
How has it been so far?
It's been really, really wonderful. We keep talking about like new people, but like so many of people in my cast, I think it's either their first or second show at PLT mm-hmm. ever, or we have somebody who was her first show in her entire life.
Wow.
And this is not an easy show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is so subtle and so, like, there's so much there, and they're
jumping
all
into the deep end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Shannon, she's so ballsy. Like, I think that, like, I'm so proud of the work that she's done.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been wonderful. Definitely some ups and downs, but I'm very proud of the work that we've created, and it got to a point where I'm like, oh, we can like show people this now.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
it's
so, like,
it's
oh,
such
it's
a good
so
feeling.
Beautiful.
You
yeah.
hope that that's the case when you hit tech.
Absolutely, yeah.
When you hit the tech with technical week with mm-hmm. all the lighting and everything. Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the things people don't realize is that Pensacola Little Theater is a community theater, so there is paid staff, but everyone that participates, the actors, the lighting, all the people that participate.
It's all volunteer.
It's all volunteer. Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that the quality's not good.
Oh, no.
Because people, there's so many talented people in this community, and some pros have been doing it for years at PLT. Mm-hmm. Some, like you said, have gone to California or gone to New York and come back to our community mm-hmm. to perform. And then you've got somebody brand new who just has oodles of charisma and talent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that's what I love about it. That's what I love, because it's constantly changing. It's very exciting. Okay, so we got about a minute or so left in this segment here.
Sure.
What else have we not mentioned we need to mention?
We have classes. So one of those opportunities, if you're looking to want to be a part of the theater community and maybe there's just not a show quite ready for you yet, mm-hmm. like classes are an awesome opportunity to kind of get your feet wet and involved in the community that way. And really, our theater's doors are always open. So we have lots of opportunities. If you're interested in, listen, performing scares me, but I really want to, you know, help paint, or I want to help build.
Right, because there's other things that they need
help
with.
Other opportunities to help volunteer that we, I know KG and I can both speak together, like, we would love to have you come help us build sets and
please.
Come paint.
Oh,
we need to connect you with Jonathan, who was just here with Jonathan's Construction.
Come help create with us.
Mm-hmm. Please. So,
yeah.
And costumes.
Yes.
People that we have
costumes,
their talent.
Props. We have two people working, I think both for your show and my show, on props that are just incredible.
That
they build half the props. So not just finding it, but building them. And it's just incredible artistic work.
Yes. Yeah, for me, I was a prop mistress for a long time. And I love that because if the play calls for like a phone from 1939 or something, I'm on the hunt. You know,
100%.
Yeah.
I love finding something that's exactly right for the set and creating, because it's also creative.
Yeah.
The community, when you can create together with a group of people that we all love what we do, guess what? It's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much fun. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more about the Pensacola Little Theater. You can find out all about their events at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about the Pensacola Little Theater this morning and the upcoming production opening this weekend, The Flick. KG is in the house. She's our director. Topher is here, who is education director. Let's talk. We've got a couple minutes left. Some more about The Flick.
Absolutely. So, The Flick opens this weekend, this Friday. You can get tickets at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. All of our evening shows are 7:30 p.m. and our Sunday matinees are 2:30. Also, this show is not on our main stage. It's since it's the Studio 400 opener, it's going to be in our courtroom, which is our black box theater. So it's a lot more of an intimate space. There's only 100 seats, so you're really going to like see the actors. And a lot of my vision for the set design and the feel of the show is I want, as soon as you step up to the doors of the courtroom, to feel like you're in the movie theater.
Oh,
and
I love
so,
that.
So yeah, we have ushers who are movie theater employees, like ripping up tickets, giving them to you.
Oh,
and it feels very... like a single auditory movie theater. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. Just so creative. I love it. Okay, so that's the big show this weekend and next weekend, correct?
Yes, we have two weekends.
Okay, and what are the days again?
It is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday.
And then you were saying Thursday we have the half-price tickets?
Yeah, so all of our Thursday shows are going to be half-price tickets, which is pretty nice.
Okay, now if someone is interested in the classes, which are coming up starting next week, is it too late to sign up?
It is not too late. The greatest part with those is as long as you sign up before the night before that class, and there's still a spot, it is yours.
Excellent.
And the really cool thing is if this semester it doesn't work out, we do start opening enrollment for the spring semester, which feels like it's so far away, but... in October, so it's like a month later, we start before the spring semester, and so there's always something to be done here at the theater.
And then, of course, volunteering, you can do so many different things.
Ushering, working backstage, working on stage, working in...
Box office.
Yeah, you know, there's different opportunities that we would love to have you kind of come and spend your time here with us at the theater.
Yeah, so don't be shy.
100%.
Check it all out at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. KG is here at Break a Leg, as
Thank
they say
you,
in the theater talk.
Yes.
Break a Leg this Friday night. Good luck to the whole cast. I know they're going to do great. Mm-hmm. Break a Leg with Jekyll and Hyde, because you're directing that one, sir.
Yep, September 19th, we open.
So you're going to have to come back
and tell us
more about that show,
Absolutely.
Too, because that's going to be a good one. All right, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Pensacola Little Theater's been here how long?
We're on our 89th season. So we're just 1936 to now, so we're... Year 100 is right there on the horizon.
So if you haven't come to the Pensacola Little Theater, you're remiss. Don't be a loser. Get there before their 90th anniversary.
Absolutely.
Love to have you.
I'm so subtle. Okay. Thank you so much, KG and Topher, for being here on Pep Talk this morning.
Us.
Check it out at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Don't miss the show opening this weekend. Get your tickets now and for Juggling High coming up in September.